Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
In the movement of policies to and fro, the corporation has been efficient, as it is in all things. The people movers and elevators provide a means of conveyance for every policy who finds herself in need of travel within the lower tunnels of our fair city. For those who do not frequent these warrens, like Dr. Emily Caligari, the lower tunnels may seem greasy and loud, their denizens may seem like degenerates and scum pressed close to the hard-working peoples of Hartford. But to the general policy, this is the flavor of our city. These are her people. To Dr. Caligari, the degenerates of this sector, the Blue Ribbon Winner's Circle of the Science Fair, are her chosen sacrificial lambs.
I say, Wesley, what in the laws of physics were you talking? Great Sagan's ghost! What in the devil is...
Why, that's Caligari! And she's broken through our wall!
Dr. Caligari approaches Holly Gates, the dean of the science fair, and her feckless TA, Mr. Podwell.
Dean Gates, it is...
Whoa, now, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Did you hear me?
Don't you even...
You know what we need to hear, Doctor.
She just broke through our wall.
What are you... You should feel honored to even...
I'm afraid Dean Gates is correct.
Does no one care?
We must hear it. Protocol dictates...
She's just changed our secret lair into a train station cul-de-sac.
Since when can Superman fly?
I'm sorry. The noise of the people mover. Could you repeat that?
Don't push your luck.
We'll take it.
Oh, bugger. I'm off to find the mole.
Welcome, Dr. Caligari. It's good seeing you.
You're looking hot. What? I'd jump on board that people mover. Woo!
I want you to know that I hate each and every one of you right now.
Alas, it could never be.
But I find myself without a single lab assistant left. And despite my considerable talent and intellect, I can, after all, only be in one place at a time. Thus far.
We hired Storm and Wheatley out to you just a cycle ago. What happened to them?
An unfortunate laboratory accident.
What kind of accident?
The kind that involves a man with a big gun. What of it? The work I do is dangerous because of my success and the attention it attracts. The work you do is dangerous because you have no idea what you're doing. Had they stayed with you, they might just as easily have been burned with acid, or irradiated, or... What did you say happened to the old TA?
Brain liquefaction.
That is my point. That's not even a real thing that can happen.
Tell that to the TA.
In any case, as much as it pains me to admit it, I require assistance. I require it promptly. You will render it to me, and I will yet again throw you another teensy table scrap from the feast of scientific knowledge at my disposal, which will revolutionize your understanding of the fundamental laws of the universe, shake the foundation of your beliefs, and open new avenues of research, etc., etc. The only question I have for you is, which field of study would you like me to turn on its head? I've a few quantum particles you still haven't even conceived of. Or I could teach you how to use a polymerase chain reaction to isolate...
Oh, I love it when you tease me like this.
Please stop.
Before we begin negotiating, Doctor, how many of our fresh young minds will you be sending to the slaughter?
Oh, I think I shall require more than fresh young minds. The task at hand requires more knowledge, more experience... I'm looking for seasoned veterans.
Ooh. You're looking for me.
You must understand that the price will go up. So few of our numbers actually complete their dissertation and earn their doctorate degree. Academic attrition, you know.
I'm not sure you understand my needs. I wish to hire the science fair. The whole ethanol-soaked lot of you.
What?
All of you. Your blue ribbon winners, your second-place finishers, even the idiots you shove in a corner with a Bunsen burner and a flint so they can burn their own hair off for fun.
We call them participants.
Everyone is a winner here. And there are many of us. To hire the science fair would be quite costly.
I hope you are not suggesting that I am not good for it.
No, I...
Oh, I know you're good for it.
Please, stop. I use technologies worth more than the collective lives of the science fair, as toys, to play with as I fall asleep. Please do not underestimate my superiority to you in every sense of the word.
Very well. If you wish to be treated as superior, then I am prepared to name a fitting price for such service and worship. The science fair asks for your patronage.
My what?
Be our patron. Support us, guide us, offer us what we need to grow. If you are truly so superior, it can't possibly cost you much. Place your laboratories at our disposal.
You could not begin to know how to use my equipment. You kill yourselves at an alarming rate already. How would you fare with a fully equipped corporate lab? You would all die from radiation poisoning, or flesh-eating bacteria, or brain liquefaction within minutes.
That's not even a thing that can happen. Remember?
You'd find a way.
Then teach us. Consult with us. We do not ask to be handed the world on a platter. Only help us to begin. Is that so much?
Corporate bylaws forbid me to lend equipment to unemployed policies. You don't need a consultant or a patron. You need a toy chemistry set and a mother to watch over you.
Mommy, I've been bad.
Toadwell! Perhaps then, Doctor, we do not wish to be at the beck and call of a plastinated elitist who has deceived herself into the belief that simply because of the resources at her disposal, she is superior. Someone who withholds knowledge that could hand us the world. We could do so much if you only gave us a little. You may know more, and you may have more, but today you need us. This is the asking price of the science fair. Can we do business?
I want you to know that if I thought there were any chance you'd make it out of this gates, I'd never consider it. But I find it very likely that none of you will live to follow through on this deal. I agree.
So it would seem Dr. Caligari has struck a bargain and made a gamble. Will any of the science fair survive to collect their hard-bought enlightenment? Will Dr. Caligari's self-sacrifice help stop the mad Dr. West from using her work to create abominations of science? Find out as the story of our fair city continues.